June 2nd, 2015, is Watt from Pedro's show. Watch from Pedro show. Not in Pedro, though. I am in... Hoof Plot?
I really don't know where we are.
We're in Zeeland, part of Netherlands, in this little town. It's Carlos's town, where he grew up. I think it's called Hoof Plot.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's near the sea.
Yeah, right, right. There's one reason why I made the pasta last night with that flounder. Yeah, you heard my guest right here. Yaradonoga?
Yaradonoga.
Yeah.
Hi.
Drummer man for our tour partners, who's Madoma. I should say we start off the show with John Coltrane playing with Miles Davis, doing Fran Dance on Alternate Take, and then Breakaway from new album by Tara Falco. Now, Yarda, what's your earliest musical memory?
It's with my father. He played drums still, and he played it when I was six. I remember seven, eight. I don't remember exact moment, but I was at his show, sitting behind him, and I remember us.
You were at a gig.
Huh?
You were at a gig.
Yeah, that.
You were at a gig.
Yeah, that
at
was.
6 or 7 years old. Who brought you?
Yeah, my father.
He brought you.
He bring me.
Okay, so.
And it was maybe a year after I was already sure that I want to play drums. He was my kind of idol. It's a long time I didn't see much more music than his, but for start it was good.
Did he play records in the house?
Yeah, a lot. So first music,
yeah.
Definitely influential of my father.
Right.
But actually, I do not have, don't have much music. His music, I didn't give you any.
That's all right. That's
music.
All right. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm curious. You know, what town was this?
It was really small town, Ustek. It's 2000. It's near the Prague, 60 kilometers from Prague. It's the border with Germany.
Okay.
So it's a part
it's
of
north of Prague.
Yeah.
Prague is the big town in the Czech Republic. Just in case you don't know. So Yardi here came from the north.
Mm-hmm.
Almost on the border with the Germans. So
yeah.
It's a little town, 2,000 people. So was the gig in this town?
No. It was somewhere else. I really don't remember.
Yeah, I know.
Even my father doesn't remember his memory because he took me often. And I pick up in my memory just this one little moment. But
now,
there were more.
Was your pop in a working band? Or was it more like a fun band?
Yeah, fun band. He's a major, and he was really amazed that I was studying it. And now he can believe it. Where
right.
am I?
So
where
he did
I play with?
He did other stuff for work, and he did this on the side for fun.
Yeah, he's electrician.
Okay. He's electrician. Okay.
Yeah.
And he did this on the side, and so. There's a lot of cats I know, especially drummers, who are sons of drummers. This is a common story I hear a lot.
Yeah, this
The guy in Flaming Lips.
Flaming
Droz,
Lips?
Yeah, huh? Mr. Droz. He was playing in his pop's band as a drummer at six, he told me.
Wow.
A working band.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So you're hearing your pop play. He's bringing records in. When's the first time you get on the drums?
It was a year after this event.
Yeah,
he put me into the school, basic music school, and he said, "You have two options. You can decide not to go to drums, and you can do whatever you want. But if you want to go to drums, I will be sometimes rude. I don't let you go out. I won't let you quit the drums." Till 18, and I choose to play the drums. And
this is your pop or the teacher?
Yeah, yeah.
Your pop says you're going to commit to drums, and this is your seven,
mm-hmm.
8 years
eight,
old.
Eight, seven.
So he says you're going to make a 10-year commitment.
Yeah,
that's intense.
Yeah, and he really kept it. He's man of his word. So
now your first drum set was it his set?
Huh?
First
his
drum set.
Yeah,
it was
Yamaha.
Your first drum set?
Yeah, 12, 13, 16, 22 bass drums.
Okay.
Really nice drums.
Wow.
Big rock drums.
Five piece.
Loud tunes, five piece.
What kind of cymbal?
Sabian.
Sabian.
And paste later.
Paste.
Okay. I destroyed them all.
Did you?
Yeah, he was pissed.
But did you ever have a period where you were doing pots and pans? Because a lot of drummers, they have a period where they were, even Elvin Jones says he was, there's a period where they're beating on pots and pans because they ain't got a drum set.
I don't know.
You're probably in a drummer. You know, the stuff you cook with.
Oh shit, that's true.
You
that's
did have that
true. I did it.
Okay.
I did it before. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Because almost every drummer I know, even Perkins.
Really? I didn't
know.
They
had a period
that.
Where they're on pots and pans. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're taking drum lessons.
Yeah.
What about playing in groups?
Yeah, it was. It's something happened that I was in small town. There was no
sure.
other people. So
no other
passion,
musicians.
Passion
yeah.
to music, and it something happened, but it wasn't much good. It wasn't good. And
so, would you play the records?
Records, you mean?
Yeah, you know, albums.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
because there's nobody to play with, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
You're playing with.
So we played. Actually, I had a friend. She was a girl, and she was the only one from old school which
yeah.
was listening to some other things than MTV bullshit. She was listening to Slipknot and some hardcore subculture. It was interesting. She influenced me.
Yeah. Okay, and you actually had to play with it.
Yeah.
So you had like a two-piece. What was it, guitar?
No. We didn't play together.
Oh.
But what band happened there was four guys and we had one had the broom. I had you know.
Push broom. Shovel.
Shovel. Third has you know on the walls when you are making the house there is a dirt. How to ding, you can, you know that movement with the hand. You have dirt and sand and
kind of cement, and you put it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, cement. What is this
yeah,
instrument?
What is that kind of
what
thing?
Is that? It's a, is it some kind of spoon?
Right, right. And you make swirls.
Yeah, left hand
call
swirls.
It, yeah, drywall.
Something.
Stucco.
So these instruments we had, and the words were really stupid, like. Do you know that meal? It's fried. It's really Czech. You put on it only the onion and cheese and you fry it.
It's a potato pancake.
Something. It's not potato. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But we sang about a meal. We all the song for 5 minutes. It was one word. This meal. It was really really stupid. Funny.
How old were you?
Well, 14.
You're like
so,
14.
So that was really
you guys are teenagers.
Far from Ustberuma.
Let's play some music.
guess. We are about to receive from science.
Ah! will be good. I don't want to be pretty. Kiss you if I want to. Kick you if I want to. I want my birthday back.
Watt and Pedro Show. You just heard Nicks by Don and Mitty. You chose that song.
Yeah,
Tell me about that.
First, I want to say something global and global that you said I should choose music from beginning of my experience till now.
Yeah,
I wasn't able to do it because the music I've met in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
It's so many and it's so good that it's much more important for me in my life than first 10 years of listening experience. So that's this music is from last 5 years. And it started...
Yeah, what's Nick's about? Or Don and Mitty, this band?
These guys are three acoustic bands, bass, piano, drums. And all of this is written... And they play it live. They remember it. It's a minimalistic, some kind of retro. It sounds really electronic. I like how they pick sounds, how they mute the piano and play with a change of frequencies when you play with that string.
Yeah.
And the rhythms they have always, not always, but mostly they have some. Three polymetric ideas, and they pull them to whole songs.
Yeah.
They travel from one to the other.
Yeah.
And the tensions of rhythmic feeling are really intense, and the harmony is interesting, and the colors. So that's what I like.
You like these guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we heard Oshima C. Round Eye. That's got brother Steve K on saxophone. The Shape of Filth to Come, the Can Can Heads. These were some cats that I met at the Turku gig. No, not Turku. Tampere in Finland. Remember when we played there a couple weeks ago?
I remember.
We did three Finnish gigs. Turku, Tampere, and Helsinki. This was the middle one.
Oh, shit.
It had a curtain.
Oh, yeah. There were some other band. Yeah.
No.
No?
Just starts us two. And trippy place. It was a courtyard. There was the Civil War. There was a lot of paintings there and shootings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember the boss was telling us. Nice guy.
Mm.
But some painful history, obviously. Mm. Okay, after that was I'm Trapped by the Peasants here from Boston. Waking the Jet Stream, my Go Team, England. Genetically modified song by the Father Figures. That's out of Arizona. 208 Toxic Angels, The Curve. And they're from Russia. I Want My Birthday Back, Gigi Band, they're out of Korea. And finally, Wild Books by Fake Estate. They were the Polish guys who drove all the way from Warsaw to see us in Krakow. I don't know if you remember them, they had beers. You remember Krakow? Pick Me Peace is the name of the place.
What are you talking about?
That's the one they have, the third song. I'm doing the playlist of the music we just heard. We just heard this music. Now, let's get back to your story. That's what we're talking about. I'm just reading off the fucking songs that we
You do? You have... Hour, you have all
just
fucking hour.
You don't want to.
Yeah. Can you cut some things from
no,
it?
It's real life.
Yeah.
Here we go. So let's pick up now. Back, you're 14 years old. You're playing with shovels and rakes.
Yeah.
But actually, you're also at the same time at school, music school, learning drums.
Yeah.
When do you finally start playing with other musicians on the drums?
It was. Next one important person for me, I have to thank him someday.
Thank him.
Okay, I must visit him and give him maybe his record, but it would be nicer because he cannot speak English. Pane Růžička, já vám strašně děkuju za to, že jste mě a další muzikanty ved. Protože to, co jste udělal v Útěku, je obrovská služba řehole a já vám hrozně děkuju, že spolu teda s Tátovým Vladem jste mě dostali na takový krásný místa jako tady.
Now do it in English.
Wow. It will be hard. There is one teacher who doesn't play drums, but he composed and he did big band, but with flutes. There were 30 flutes.
Whoa.
And drums, bass, two guitars, and piano. And we played like we played a lot of songs. There was a.
So this is like the first band you're in.
Yeah, and
he
led it. It was flauto band, like
flauto flutes.
Flutes. Yeah.
And what was this teacher's name?
Ružička.
Okay.
And we played songs like Chameleon and T45 or A Train.
Yeah.
And these songs, it was.
Probably some original compositions too that he wrote, right?
A few, I think yes, but he didn't admit it. I think he always put some different author. But when we was looking for it, there wasn't there.
So you think it was him being kind of anonymous?
Yeah. Okay. Or he just found some song hidden and then with his ear he put
it. Adapted it?
Yeah, adapted it.
Guys.
But he spent a lot of time with it.
Okay. And do you guys do performances, gigs?
Yeah, we did.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old were you at that time?
That was till 10, since 10 till 17 or something.
Okay. 7 years.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You learned a lot playing with him.
It's as much as I could in that time. We was practicing every week, almost every 2 years were a gig.
Yeah.
It was really intense. We had also a camps, so we played a lot there.
Did you learn to sight read?
Yeah. It was my first experience. And then I moved to other city, and he was teaching there.
What city was this?
Litoměřice.
Okay.
It's a closer to east.
Okay.
And he was teaching there big band.
Okay.
So there was real big band, nice. It was good band. They played well. All amateurs, but all ages.
Yeah, sax, trumpets.
Yeah,
everything. Trombones.
Exactly. And it was brilliant experience. I spent every day there. In that time, I spent behind drums maybe 3 hours per day.
Yeah.
Plus shows. It was really huge. When I was on conservatory, I could see that most of the guys can play well, maybe even better than me.
Yeah.
But experiences was something I had more in that time,
okay.
And it was really important for me to find myself.
Did you have any music heroes that kind of inspired you? Other guys on drums?
In that time?
Yeah, were you listening to other drummers on records?
No. I don't.
Like a Keith Moon or a John Bonham.
I'm really sorry, but I didn't.
No, it's okay.
Even now, I just cannot find time to Google or. I don't mind. I don't even interested with computers. Maybe it's shitty, but
were you collecting records?
I try to go live concert as much as.
But you didn't really collect records.
No.
Okay.
It's whatever.
So most of your music was experiencing gigs.
Yeah.
So they probably are the Czech musicians you received. So. Right? So you're checking out of the Czech musicians, guys that are playing around live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any Czech drummers that you saw playing that kind of influenced you?
Yeah. One of them is Franta Hennek.
Okay.
And you can say he plays only with techniques, that he doesn't use some kind of expressions or heart.
Yeah.
But it was important influence for me in that time. I wasn't searching for expressions,
yeah.
Or I was searching for what it means to play drums, and he can do it very good, and I'm thankful for visiting him. Last time I was in concerts, I seen live Daddy Day, Chris Daddy Day.
Yeah.
It's one of wonderful day of my life. It was really, really intense. Change everything. How to play. I changed my technique.
By seeing this one gig?
Yeah, yeah. I changed everything.
What was this gig like?
What was it like?
Describe this gig.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're saying this gig changed things.
Yeah, okay. I stand with the gig. It was in Lucerna, not much people, maybe 500. And yeah. I like this concert most because you can get closer and yeah. hear it on big festivals. Yeah. Or it really doesn't matter, or how to say.
Yeah, it's hard to get a feel. You're too far away. It's more intimate close.
Yeah, when you are in crowd, you feel the crowd yeah. more than the band. Yeah. I want to feel the band. And it was... They just walked there, and I was talking with sound engineer, he's my friend, and he said, you know, they wanted water, they wanted some kind of trumpet into the monitor, and that's it. And they are fucking good guys. They don't need anything.
Really simple.
They are humble, simple, yeah. And they walk there, and they. I don't have words to describe the feeling there. The band before, there were Slovakian guys, I don't yeah. remember the name. They played similar. Their techniques were almost the same. But there was something missing, and that something is so important
yeah.
and so strange, I cannot say what is it.
Yeah,
it's kind of authentic, is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of humble
yeah.
Attitude, but also also power. Self confidence, and sometimes I don't know how to put self confidence and humble
yeah.
and authenticity together, how to do it.
Sure.
But I feel it like most important when performing.
You said it made you want to change the way you held your sticks.
Yeah, that's true.
Why?
I was holding my sticks with thumb up
yeah.
and everything work, but you cannot use your wrist so much.
More and forearm.
Yeah. And when you want to do molar technique
yeah.
to, I don't know how to say, you change angle of hitting drum.
Sure.
When you pull up, you change angle of holding
sticks, yeah.
And when you hold it by thumb up, it's not so easy
yeah.
as this technique when you hold it with thumb
sideways,
like this, yeah. It, like you hold a bicycle or yeah. something. And I switched it before the tour, and I was a little bit worried that it changed it and it was. It will destroy my capability of play.
Yeah.
But it helped a lot, and I feel every gig I do just a little 10 minutes warm up before it, and this grip is absolutely unbeatable for
and
me.
And this drummer's name again?
Chris Dedidave.
Okay, Chris Dedidave. Life changer. There's people like that with me too. Somebody once told me there's nothing more dangerous than a good idea.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, completely, yeah, alters your thing. You don't want to copy them, but it's like, wow, they're onto something. Maybe I can use this to find my own sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there any other guys you saw live like this?
Yeah, but it wasn't so.
You know, when I go to a gig, I have to admit, the first guy I look at is the bass. You know, no matter what the band is, I zero in on the bass, and I think to myself, what would I do in this situation? I don't know why. It doesn't matter what style of music is.
Yeah?
I identify with the bass player. Then I let back and try to get the whole band. But at first, I'm riding on the bass player.
You have to push yourself to see whole band?
Yeah, in a way, because I just relate. What would I do with this kind of music? How would I play the bass? And it's not even a decision. It just happens in my head.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, if somebody gave me this music and I got to put bass to it, now how would I do it?
Mm.
And wow, that's trippy how they're doing it. Yeah, I just relate real personal. And I was wondering, maybe with the drums it's like that? Or do you hear the music in a big... I mean, that's what's supposed to be a big thing anyway. Not all just one instrument. But because I'm a bass player, I just zero in on it. I don't even know why it's something in my mind. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Because all of a sudden you're in their shoes. We say step in their shoes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of trippy. There's so many ways to approach your instrument, and plus, we'll get to this, but it's a journey.
Yeah.
Like when you were playing, Ted with the shovels, whatever, singing about that chow. Maybe a little different now. You're 17, 18, right? And then later on, where you're at now. Kind of evolve. I think the one thing that has to stay is the joy, the happiness. I see this die in some music people, and it's, oh man, so sad. That's the one thing you can take from the young days and keep.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And
That's why you play with younger? With youth?
Yeah. That's a big reason. We're at the end of the first hour of Watt from Peter Show edition. June 2, 2015, here in Zeeland, Hoofplatz, Yardenota. Hold tight for hour two. June 2, 2015 is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
sleep outside. I won't need no bed down in San Antonio where the real, real zeros are flowing. I'm gonna sail downtown in a San Antonio. Well, get me a gal with a pretty face. I'm gonna have myself a grande face down in San Antonio where the real, real zeros are flowing.
Yeah. let this be a warning. All strangers.
Thank you.
Pedro Show. Started off the second hour with AM War by Carnival. That's something you already picked out.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
This is a band from New Zealand,
yeah,
or Australia. I forgot it. Sorry.
Somewhere in the Antipodes.
But interesting on this for me is that Usmeruma, former drummer, bring it to me. I asked him what best band he ever heard live.
Yeah.
He should advise me. So this is his advice.
His pick.
I was in Acropolis. We were playing together in Prague. And this was one of the most big concerts I ever seen.
Great.
Drummer is what he played. His part is obviously not written, but
improvised.
No. It's not improvised. What if something? It's not improvised.
Okay.
Maybe he remembered that.
It's not written. Or it's memorized.
I think memorized,
yeah,
but also written. I don't know, but for sure he doesn't change it, and the parts are beautiful,
yeah,
beautifully composed, and it goes together with music beautifully. Yeah. And if he create the part, he's an artist, big artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we heard Where the Rio de Rosa Flows, Jimmy Lloyd. Banditos with Can't Get Away, brand new album. Turn a Cheek, Tom Congelier, he's a Pedro guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's Torrance guy, but he lives in Pedro. And finally, Tripod Jimmy with The Warden and All Strangers, something like that. I'm curious about your first rock bands. What's the first rock band you got into?
Do you have the word fecal?
Fickle. F-I-C-K. E-L or L-E? It means kind of strange.
Oh, it's similar but not the same. Fecal in Czech Republic means dump. Or,
oh, wow.
Or like with poos. Dump with poos. And
poos?
Poo. You know, the poo.
Shit.
Yeah, with shit. I don't want to be rude with this microphone. Nice microphone, Samsung. You know.
It's all right.
Okay.
You can say shit like that.
Yeah, dump full of shit.
Okay, fecal.
Fecal sortiment. And sortiment.
Oh, we say fecal.
Fecal?
Fecal is a science word for turds.
Yeah.
Fecal matter, like pieces of turd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about it?
Fecal sortiment, the name of the band.
Fecal sortiment.
Fecal sortiment. Like when you have the shop and when you sell the marriage called, we call sortiment.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a turd shop.
Yeah, a turd shop, shit shop. Shit buy.
Mirda. So anyway, this is the first rock band you joined.
Yeah, this is it.
And what town?
Teplice, where I did studies, and where the Mirek was born also, when he get the job, and that's it. This is the last band I was before Usmeruma, so I had nothing, then this Fecal Sortiment, and then straight on.
These guys? What was it? Was it a trio, quartet?
We were quartet, okay. Singer, guitar player, bass, and singer, and me.
Yeah.
And it was something hardcore-ish, okay, alternative. But we were putting all the audience out always. There were maybe 50 or 100 people. We arrived, did the sound check. It was good. People were listening. Oh yeah, that will work. They played good.
Yeah.
But together when we started, and it was really weird music.
Yeah.
Everybody was just go away, and maybe 5 or 10 people stay.
Now, were you part of the composing?
Yeah, we tried to compose it. Everybody, but the guitar player, most of the music bring, and we always try to transform, contribute.
Yeah.
But he doesn't leave us to transform his music. He was
I want it my way.
Yeah, stubborn.
Oh, stubborn, stubborn. So the gigs were kind of like character builders.
Exactly. when something I have big.
But still, these are your first shows.
Hmm?
These are your first shows you're playing in front of people in a rock band.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The rest was cool actions and concerts.
Sure.
So this was first. And I remember.
Well, how did you feel?
It was strong for me.
Okay.
I felt like now this is that life.
This is
that freedom.
Yeah.
I've read all in the books and movies. It was. In that day I was feeling I had to leave my parents and do things I want to. It was important. I wish everybody to be like that, to try in a band early.
Yeah. Let's hear some more music.
Dollars, no food, better than Michelin, more Thank you. strašný čas, je strašný den. Posunců půlnoc proměněn. Strašný čas, je strašný den. Posunců půlnoc proměněn. Potichu housličky ladí. Plpouni staří v drahejch chodnicích parří. Plpouni mladí, potichu housličky ladí. Plpouni staří v drahejch chodnicích parří.
Watford Pedro Show. Started off that music with Znovu by Uzmadoma.
Znovu.
Is that how you say it? Sorry.
It's okay.
Damn.
No one else.
And then 55 Cadillac Louisiana Jump at King's Lower Town. They're out of Canada. The future is Horea, guest house session by Bon Rath. I don't know where they're from. And Nudity by Astronom. No, the band is Nudity. They're out of Olympia, Washington. Astronomicon. Astronomicon. Straight. Good stuff. Here's something from the old days. Plastic People of the Universe with Spatna Vek live from an old gig.
Spatna Vek? Yeah, Spatnavitz.
What's that mean?
Wrong thing.
Wrong thing.
Bad thing.
Bad thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Good old days. Windshield Smasher, Zaki Forest Funk Remix, Black Moth, Super Rainbow, and finally One Arm Bandit by Yaga Jazzist.
Yaga Jazzist.
Tell me.
Yaga Jazzist.
Okay, Yaga Jazzist.
They call it Yaga Jazzist.
Yeah.
I know people which call it Yaga Jazzist.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
No, because English, we got it.
They want
the Slav for sure. It's a Y.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can you pick that song? Can you tell me about it?
What can I tell it about it? I don't know much about the band, but the song itself, I like the album that they recorded. I think I'm not. I think that they recorded very quietly. Because you can say when some keyboard instruments playing, maybe Rhodes or some other, you always hear also the guitars. You always hear the small like when the
little squeaks, clicks,
yeah. and this kind of stuff.
Wow! Which so intimate sound.
Yeah, exactly, intimate. Okay. And the drums are also played very quiet, and maybe some kind of compressing on it.
Compression.
And it's beautiful, cumulative. Compact sound.
Compact.
Yeah, compact.
Very together.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, where they're from? You know where they're from? You don't know much about them, right?
Yeah, they are some North Island, I think. They are from the same place as Björk. Is that it? Björk?
Björk.
It's Bergen? From...
Norway.
Norway.
Okay.
Björk.
Yeah, we call it Bergen.
You call who Bergen?
This town in Norway. It's on the west coast.
Oh. So Bergen is from Björk?
It might be the same name. I don't know. I'm still learning about Europe.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a singer, Björk.
Oh.
The singer, Björk. It's a B-G-O...
Oh, Björk.
Double dot Björk.
Yeah, she's a lady.
Yeah,
she's from Iceland, from Reykjavik.
So, Iceland.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Iceland.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. So, they must be from Iceland.
Now, how long did this band, Fecal...
Fecal Sortiment.
Sorted it. How long did this band last? Too bad you didn't bring any Fecal Sortiment.
Oh, that's right.
Did you guys ever record?
Yeah, we have records. I don't know how I didn't pick up any of my music. Even Usmedoma, even my project, even Fecal Sortiment. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Okay.
You can always send it to me.
Okay.
But how long did this band last for you?
It's a maybe 12 years.
You played with these guys 12 years?
No. They were playing. I joined.
Yeah.
So it was
how long was your... 3 years?
Three years.
Okay.
I was with them.
So they were playing long before you came in the band. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, it was Usmedoma. That was the same thing.
Oh, yeah. They've been playing 30 years.
Yeah. I was always lucky.
So to walk into a situation.
Yeah, always. Always when I tried something.
Yeah.
I didn't stay... on the road as long as I should to achieve it.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of person who jumps from all the rather things, situation, places. I cannot stay at something very long. Just take what it brings. And it's true that the most important and beautiful things happen to me just itself.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I was just wondering, so after 3 years, see you guys, and you got this offer.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, the band leader envy me a lot because he was trying to get into Ushmeduma.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was maybe 5 years ago that I ever met them. He was trying hard. He was trying maybe 3 times, and he never did it. Did that? It was too hard for him. Yeah, and Mirek is hard for picking up the band members.
Yeah.
So when I told him, hey, I had to leave this band because I had an offer of Ushmeduma.
Yeah.
He was sad and happy in the same time. He,
okay. Yeah. Like you said, a little envy.
Yeah, a little.
We're at the end of the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show, June 2nd, 2015 edition here in Hoofdplaat, Netherlands. Yes, Yarda, Noga. Hold tight for hour 3. June 2nd, 2015. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Thank you.
chlapci, na tom horním kopci neměli jste chodit do doliny v noci. Neměli jste chodit do jizbice, mohli jste si létat jak ty jarabice. Já vám povídala, když jsem otvírala, kam vás čerti nesou. Já vás varovala. Padá mlha na dědinu, nedávejte chlapci mému domu vinu. Nedávejte vinu staré robě, vždyť jste vlka měli sami chlapci v sobě. A ty Janošíku na železném háku já ti nalejvala dobrou kořalenku, což jsem já nošíku tobě nesypávala nejlepšího hrachu, co jsem doma měla.
Doma
rekli rubaš, ten krvavi rubaš, ten sem povjesila na Đurovu salaš. La 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 la.
Watford Pedro Show, starting off the third hour with Udon Mass, which is an unknown gamelan orchestra that Yarda chose. We can you tell us about that?
There are two gamelan basic types, and I like this more because it's quick. And I saw some videos. It's incredible how they play it. They do not play it with two sticks. Quick rhythms on some kind of xylophones or something. Yeah. It's more metallophones mostly. And they play it with one stick, and they have like three voices.
Yeah.
And they skip the notes. So when they play, they play it, one player plays only.
So they're alternating parts to make one whole.
Exactly.
That's very interesting.
And they play it so fast and so precise.
Yeah.
And also the cymbals you can hear in this song, really fast cymbals. It's only one player, two small cymbals.
Yeah.
Ground is some kind of metal,
and
it's only one player. Really quick,
amazing. Then we heard "Incident in the Tunnel" by N213's group Vision. They're out of Vancouver. "Comet Game" with "Ballad of Frankie Machine" out of London, I think. "No Volcano Next to You," that's Arizona, I know that. From Italy, A1 from "Square She Mountain" live. And after that, something you picked, "Mili Moji" by Dagmar and Andratova.
Moi Mili.
Sorry.
Moi Mili.
Okay.
What's
Ushma Doma?
Yeah?
You got in the band, you did the audition. The deal is the other drummer has to bring in a dude, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And there were, when I was going to the band, there were three questions I had to answer. First, is if I drink the beer, if I eat meat, and third, I don't remember, it doesn't matter, but important was that I don't drink beer so they can have more. And the first was if I eat the meat, so and question was yes, and that was cool because eating meat is important in this band.
Okay.
So
there was no like music questions.
No. The third question was something different.
Okay.
And that was my invitation. How do you call it? Invitation interview or something.
Yeah. Interview. Yeah.
And that was it. I get the notes. I played one song and I passed.
Wow.
And so
do you remember the first gig you did with him?
Yes.
Where was
it was in Prague. My girlfriend was there.
It was 4 years ago?
Three years ago. It was I remember that there was a fifth member of the band.
Okay.
The painter, Martin Galicic.
Martin.
And we fell in love together. He's incredible dude. Always when he talks, it's always not serious. He twists into the joke, as always the Adam does, the trumpetist.
Sure.
And I love it. I love this kind of art. I cannot do it such as good as these guys.
Yeah, these two guys. What was the venue?
It was theater. It was in club. It was theater.
Wow.
But it was good because audience was quiet. And I could concentrate
on
that.
Were you afraid?
Fucking, yeah. I was so afraid.
I can't believe
it. It was first so intensive music, and Mirek wants it so precise.
Yeah.
So I was very, very stressed out. I was practicing for months. Five. Because
months.
We had... first wasn't gig, but I had to go into the studio.
Yeah.
Because there
record?
Were there were new CD coming.
Sure.
There was remake of Fairy Tales of Needland.
Yeah.
And it was my first job with them. They said, okay, we will play, but we need to record the CD and first maybe 12 songs.
Yeah.
And then next maybe 20 songs for the show, different from that. It must
have
been.
You had to learn a lot of
songs.
Yeah,
yeah. And the FBB, you know FBB.
Yes.
It's pre Ushmeduma.
Right.
Yeah, it was maybe in 5 months I had to learn maybe 50 songs. It was really, now you have it.
Yeah.
It was quick.
But you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first tour?
First tour, no tour, none tour was big like that. We was in Europe with Mr. Macario, Madame Macario, but this tour we are taking now, I never did that. You did more like, right? You did like 2 months.
Tour. Oh, you're talking the length, how long the tour
the
is?
The length, yeah.
Yeah, the last one I did was 53 gigs, 53 days.
That's insane.
Well, U.S. big country.
How can you put every day the same energy and authenticity into the gig? I'm losing it after 14 days. It's not enough passion for it, for the same music. How can you do it? Do you have some advice?
Play like it might be the last gig. You might fall over dead.
Yeah.
And so would you want your last gig to be not trying hard?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I try hard because it could be the last gig. You might get hit by a car or some lightning storm.
Yeah, it's...
So that's what I do.
For sure.
You're asking me a technique. That's
exactly.
A technique I use. I just say to myself, you don't think about the next gig. You throw right, you just be right
exactly.
in the moment. Let's hear some music. Thank you.
ti kettu no mi. You say you are naite ta ti kettu no you.
Hey, right.
Watford Pedro Show. Last music for this edition, Kill Shot by Ben Frost. Don't know where he's from. Mir from Yucca. They were a Kanazawa band in Tokyo now. A Different Way by Crossfire fucking Hurricane. Remember we played with him in Krakow?
Uh-huh.
Czech guys, but yeah. England guy. Paul. And Smooth by Andy Guitar 93. I can't remember where he's from. The Extract up with Octagon. They're out of Canada. And finally, Shadow Theater by something called The Court Jester. Now,
yeah, it's Tigran Hamasyan band. He's a piano player. Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful player.
Okay.
But I wanted to go back about the playing and how to put emotions in this stuff. Yeah. And you said important thing that you have to convince yourself how to put it. I understand and I believe that's decision partly, and I also always. I try to say people that if someone doesn't like some music, I try to say them, if you don't like this music, try at least 3 times to find it. And it's always, you have to just throw away all the ego, all the, that you don't like hip hop, that you don't like violin or stuff oh, yeah. like that. You have to throw it all away and wait for it, wait for the thing you could find understandable. It could be how they do dynamics or how the all the emotions
sure.
Or there's plenty way how to find interesting things on music or even anything. We are the only one on planet who can put purpose on everything.
All right.
So I try also practice this kind of self-control or free will to I found that happiness is something you can train. You can lay down and you can imagine some happy moments
yeah.
and you then put away the events itself and stay only with the emotion, and you can try it, let it grow, and that's how you can practice happiness, and then you just concentrate on nice things and it's getting bigger every day.
Okay.
So I believe that when you want to play as last gig and you try hard every day, it's getting better and better.
Yeah.
So that was.
Would like to try. Hopefully.
Oh, shit, English, that's so.
Yeah, you did great, and it has been a very big honor to have you on the show.
For me, you cannot imagine.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much. It's been the June 2nd, 2015 edition of the Watford Pedro Show. Everybody, keep your powder dry.
Bonjour.